And welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're going to take a look at Brightburn. There was a group text that went around, and James said, Brightburn is Superman gone rogue. The point that I saw that, Keith had mentioned it to me. What is Brightburn? Well, Brightburn is Superman. But what is Brightburn? It's like I don't know anything about this movie. James, you should have forewarned us.
I tried.
No, you did not. You did not do a good job.
You told me to hold off for the podcast.
You did not do a good job. So no, look,
you told me to hold off for the podcast. You can say
this is a bad movie. I didn't like it.
All right. So anyway, it's directed by David Yurevsky. The writers are Brian Gunn and Mark Gunn, James Gunn's brothers. And this is probably the only reason why this is out some type of wide release movie theater, because it should not be. It stars Elizabeth Banks, David Denneman, Jackson Dunn. And the synopsis is, what if a child from another world crash landed on Earth, but instead of becoming a hero to mankind, he proved to be something far more sinister? So again, I assume DC has had to do this before. What if Superman turned out not to be the world's savior, and he was just a sadistic serial killer in a very bad movie? There's a couple, the couple has a whole bunch of fertility books, trying to have a child. They can't have children. And then all of a sudden, something crash lands. They have a baby. There's a whole montage segment about the child. And then all of a sudden, he's 12 years old. He's about to have a birthday. And then one of his uncles gives him a gun, which sets him off. There's this whole segment about him hearing voices. It starts to take shape. So, James, you are forbidden to speak thus far on the podcast. So, Keith.
What? Just because y'all didn't take up clues and y'all told me not to say anything.
Oh, man, here we go with the context clues.
All right.
So, and plus, you guys have different opinions than I do.
All right. So, again, the whole thing is...
I feel betrayed.
I mean, what? Keith likes Iron Man 3, for God's sake. So, shit.
So, yeah, but okay. So, is Iron Man 3 a movie that is so horrible that you can never watch it again?
I haven't watched it since I watched it the first time.
Mm-hmm. You sat through it, right? This one, I had to force my eyelids open.
Hey, man.
I had to suck in my brain.
Hey, man. Like I said, sometimes you like bad movies, Keith. Can I judge your opinion?
All right. So, let's get some viewpoints. So, if Superman has gone rogue, what happens? So, this is more or less an origin story about a supervillain. And, Keith, what is your view on Brightburn?
That was an intriguing premise. You take the Superman origin story, all good and morals and shit. You make him a sociopath who's literally listening to some alien spaceship telling him what to do. But the biggest problem is that they didn't even portray his sociopathic behavior well.
Exactly.
There was no rhyme or reason. You got two people, his mom and dad, and his family, even his extended family.
Complete and utter idiots.
Who are all fools. But at the same time, they were all fools who had his back for the most part. Now, if the boy explained, the spaceship's telling me to do stuff, and I want to kind of burn the world, at some point, they're going to kind of come around, and they didn't mean the boy harm until he just started randomly killing people for no damn reason. It made no sense. There is usually a reason, even a psychopath. There's some reason behind it.
Well, his reasoning was, which is a dumbass reason, oh, they're against me, so I must kill them.
Someone told me no. Which means
so I'm going to kill him. And that is not a 12-year-old's mentality at the time. He's thinking about
this.
What 12-year-old you know that thing about, hey, they're impeding on my life. Let me kill them.
When you've pretty much been given everything, you've been given a very structured lifestyle. Now, it would have made more sense if he was put in a situation where he was forced to restrain someone and he kills them. And it's kind of like, well, whatever. I'm just going to do what I got to do. Up until this point in the movie, his whole world was his family, them and the farm. This movie would play a lot differently if, like, the army came to come take him away, and he killed the entire U.S. Army. That would have made
this movie a lot better.
It would have made it better. It would have made more sense. Instead, this is like a kid, like a 2-year-old having a temper tantrum, extended temper tantrum, then pretending like he didn't do anything. His reasoning for doing what he was doing made no sense. It seems like that they wrote or whatever made it to however they edited it. I really don't have even that much of a defense for anything.
I was going to say, what are you trying to defend, Keith? You can't defend
this movie. I can't defend. You're right. Yeah, absolutely. I really can't defend this. The whole mythos, which is a good idea. Okay.
There's a logic behind it.
What does a heat vision do to a person's face? Okay, let's do that. Let's give him a reason for doing that. Oh, well, his dad tried to shoot him in the back of the head. Well, what the flying fuck?
This is the incongruity of this movie. So his uncle gives him a gun and he kills his uncle, but he doesn't kill the uncle with the gun. Wouldn't that make more sense?
No, no. Like that's actually slightly more horrible. That, you know, that's like literally like Superman goes bad and picks up a pistol and starts shooting people in the face.
Yeah, like, he wanted to show off his power, man.
All right, so James is permitted to speak now.
What? Oh, thank you for permission, Barry.
You're welcome. You should be thanking me.
One, Keith, I told you that you would not like this movie.
You didn't say that.
Yes, I did. Because I said you won't like this movie because they do a lot of stupid shit to progress the
plot. He did say that.
Thank you.
Okay.
My case is closed. Well, I don't want shit from you.
No, it's not closed. You didn't explain it fully why I would hate this movie.
Y'all told me to hold it for the podcast. Anyway, no, getting back to what I was saying. Getting back to what I was saying. I agree with you 100%, Keith. He just became a sociopath out of nowhere because he suddenly had a good structured family life, and then all of a sudden he gets these powers, and now he's just brilliant. Wants to kill everybody.
He was doing well in school.
He was smart.
His family cared about him. They wanted to avoid problems that they had in their own families growing up. And all of a sudden, these two idiots that are his parents do some idiotic stuff. But go ahead, James.
Yeah, I mean, that is what I was talking about with the stupidity of this movie. To me, this is the premise was a good premise. They could have added a lot of things to make it better. I agree with having the military come in and try to take him away or something like that. You try to lock him up, experiment on him and all that, like Firestarter or something like that. You know?
Exactly.
That would have made perfect sense. This was just like, okay, a kid that basically didn't get his way, so I must kill everyone.
And then do creepy shit. I mean, he was just doing...
But he's a kid.
Dude, he was killing chickens.
It was so many things wrong with this movie. Only thing that was good about this movie was the premise. The kid was annoying. Like, after he figured out that he had these powers, the parents were the dumbest parents on the planet Earth. The father actually, after a while, started to get some sense about him. But the mother, Elizabeth Banks, she was pissing me off. I understand that you have love for this child because you are infertile and everything. I understand that. But your child is a fucking psychopath. And I try to compare the upbringing of Superman and his upbringing. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't really fuck with Superman like that, but after watching this, I kind of have some respect for him. I'm quite sure that Superman's parents actually told him at a very young age.
The same situation happened. He developed his powers. He was like, didn't understand what was going on. And finally, he came to his parents and said, what's going on? But either way, he was strong, couldn't get hurt, and he was just putting two and two together. And so finally, he just went to his parents and said, I can do all this stuff.
Okay, so all right, so I was wrong. But the thing is, I just don't get how he just flipped a switch just like that. Once he discovered his powers, and then he just said, you know what? I'm just going to kill everyone. Is it because of spacecraft telling him to
take the world
like that? That made no sense. Take the world. Take the world.
They try to explain it as puberty. He's going through puberty because he's doing that. There's emotions. There's feelings you might have in your nether region.
That was awkward too when they was trying to have that conversation. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I guess he was trying going for some lighthearted brevity, and I was like,
but okay. It didn't work. It didn't work.
Damn. James, like, that didn't work. It didn't work. I didn't like it.
All right. So let me just jump in. This movie is just very illogical on a lot of levels. And a lot of it has to do with the parents and then some of the secondary characters. The parents are possibly at least in this movie, and the way that they are written, they are possibly the dumbest parents. And if you were ever raised by these people, you might turn out like this, just because these people are completely idiots. A lot of things in this movie seem like, from a writing perspective, to happen out of order. The parents know that, obviously, he's not from this world. One scene where all of a sudden people can hear out into a barn several hundred feet away. They can hear directly what's happening in the barn. Kid Brandon somehow tugging on this one locked door in the barn. The mother knows what is there. The father knows that it's in the barn. But all of them, for at least 20 minutes of the movie, oh, Brandon's my baby. Brandon loves me. Brandon's a great kid. He's so bright. Oh, Brandon. Just thinking that you know that this is happening. There's a whole conversation where something weird occurs. Then you have the husband and the wife talking to each other. And the wife says, like, no, everything's fine. But you know what is happening. There's another section. The father eventually tries to prevent the kid from having a gun for his birthday. The kid gets upset, and then he shows his super strength off. You know what happens? They all go to bed. For every time there is something just freakishly odd happening, so people start disappearing. The kid's kind of having other powers happen. He's coming in from school at 10:30 at night. There's nothing odd about that. Perfect little child that you have raised to be this wonderful person is all of a sudden in a 2 or 3 day span on a murderous rampage. And then all of a sudden he's a latchkey kid. The mother is like a painter. And then all of a sudden she has a job. I'm like, hold on. Like, when did that happen? Where is she working at?
Oh, talk about the him visiting his aunt.
Okay. So then.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's get to that gloriousness.
Yeah. So then there's another illogical scene where.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Because Brandon is having problems. Again, he's exerting anger. There's a girl that he seemingly likes that he starts doing some creepy stuff to, but then.
She starts stalking her ass.
Yeah, but then what happens is that.
He's a kid. For goodness sake.
They're doing some...
No, Matt, you sound like Matt. Them, man. You sound like Matt. The parents, man.
Like,
no.
Someone must have
he
had...
He doesn't want an immunization. He doesn't have to.
Hold on, Matt. So they're doing this whole trust exercise. Like, somehow they went to a corporate office and said, like, hey, you know what would be nice to put in this movie? One of these trust exercises. Like,
oh,
that,
God.
Hey, well, if you fall back, I have you, James. I have your back. I should have let you drop because you made me watch this movie. But
I did. Go ahead, man.
So the whole thing is that
I'm not going to take the blame for this
shit.
The
girl that he seemingly likes, it's her turn to catch him. She's just like, no, this dude's creepy. She lets him drop. The coach asks the girl to pick him up. Well, he crushes her hand. So there's a whole scene about that. He has to have counseling because he hurt somebody. He doesn't seem to be showing the right signs of... Does he grasp the concept of this? So it turns out that the school counselor is also his aunt. At some point late at night, and this started really pissing me off with this movie, that every time something weird had to happen, the one thing they had to go to was like the lights needed to flicker or the radio needed to change or something. So,
which is fine. I mean, it was added to the creepy factor.
No, it's not creepy because once you do it once or twice, you lose that effect. So something else needed to happen. That's just a sign of bad writing. So another sign of bad writing is that he shows up at his aunt's house late at night. You can't talk to the sheriff about what happened, which seems like just a bad counselor in the first place. You should keep all that stuff private.
Mm-hmm.
That she's talking about, well, I'm going to tell your parents. I'm going to tell your school. I'm going to tell the sheriff that you're not handling or grasping the concept that you hurt somebody. But he's at your house late at night. And you know what happens?
He basically threatens her.
He was just like, look, that cannot happen. Good night.
Threatens her, basically.
Good night. She goes to bed. Why? Why do you go to sleep after that?
I'd call his parents, beat his ass.
Call his parents. Be like, yo, I got your son here. He's up there threatening me. What the heck is going on? But no, you don't do that. All right. So what happens? She goes to bed. She sends a text message to her husband and goes to bed. Husband, uncle comes home. He starts hearing some stuff. He starts hearing some stuff. And then all of a sudden, he sees Brandon. And it's like, Brandon, what are you doing? I'm going to take you home. Brandon exerts one of his superpowers, which is super strength. And then the uncle just takes off, leaving his wife behind.
That shit had me dying.
In an unprotected house.
I was rolling when that happened. Like, basically, he got thrown into the garage, got in his car. Dipped, left his wife.
Did not call the police, did not protect his wife, did not secure the house, hopped in the car and tried to run off.
Like, fuck her.
And then was like, no, 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 no.
That shit was funny.
So, trying to wrap this up because this movie doesn't deserve this long of a podcast.
I told you it's going to be a short podcast.
No, it's not short.
But, I told y'all. Y'all just didn't listen to
but
me.
The whole thing about this is just, it is bad writing, it is bad direction. The kid seemed like he should be out of like some spinoff of Stranger Things or like whatever way these movies are based off of 80s properties now. Like he should be in the Goonies or something. He's annoying. Parents are idiots. The writing is stupid. The direction is stupid. The only reason why you have this is because James Gunn is popular. And it's like,
name recognition, man. It's all about name recognition.
From the producer of Guardians of the Galaxy, Tamer Brothers, who probably should just stick to Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's fucked up.
A director who has worked with them, this is not the movie for you. The only reason why you have this is because of them. We all know the Superman story, which is fine. And again, the premise is okay. The execution of this movie and the tropes that it does, a lot of the cliche ways that things happen, and the fact that for about 40 minutes of the movie, the parents are in utter denial about everything that's going on, even though strange stuff is happening. Your child that you have raised and is so beautiful and so wonderful. Brandon is sick. Brandon is a psycho. And you do nothing. Maybe he should go to counseling. Well, apparently he just threatened the counselor. So it doesn't mean anything. You need to get the heck out of the house. Leave him there. Get on with your life.
They can't run away. You'll probably find the ass. But it was just bad all around. And then what pisses me off about this whole thing, the fucking end of this movie. Brandon can't be hurt any way, shape, or form. He's invulnerable. So that's another thing with Superman. And they knew this. It's like, he's never broken a bone. He never did this. He never did that. And all that. So there was two things in this movie that I was like, you dumb motherfuckers. One, so you know this. You take your son out hunting and you're going to try to shoot him. You know this shit ain't going to hurt him. Well, so why even do that shit?
He knows that?
Yes. They mentioned it in the beginning.
He said that. It's like, well, he's never broken a bone. He's never been hurt.
What is that, 30 out of 6 in the back of the
head? Yo, at this point, the father knows what he has done. He knows that he's sick. He knows that he's a psycho. He knows that he's a sociopath. He knows that he's a serial murderer.
They know that he got some shit with him. They know that much.
And they know that they found him in a spaceship. Remember, whatever you're trying to say, the argument that they found him in a spaceship should ultimately say to you, he has some stuff going on with him that I do not understand. And this is probably going to be a bad idea.
Exactly. And then the part about this, like I said, they knew that because once she told him, like, well, he found the ship and she explained to him and he fell down and he got cut. He's like, oh my God, you're cut. Y'all remember that scene when she was like, oh my God, you're cut. And then the very end. Now, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, because I was just like, just so flabbergasted how stupid this shit was. Did she have on like a long sleeve shirt? Or like a hoodie or some shit?
I think she had a... I want to say
a blouse or something. She had basically long sleeves. Something. Yeah. You telling me. So you hugging this little bastard, right? You could have prison shank his ass. Instead, you had to do the dramatic, like the psycho shit with the arm up in the air and all that shit. You don't think he was going to catch that shit? It's like, come on, man. You better slide that shit under your damn sleeve and shank his ass when you hug him. This movie suffers from so many things.
This is bad writing.
Very bad writing. Lazy writing. Bad direction.
No build up. The build up is inconsistent because, again, you have the fact that weird things are happening and people rationalize it in the stupidest way possible by going to bed.
Right.
Waking up the next day and he's eating cereal after he has killed somebody in the middle of the night. It's like, oh, well, where were you at last night? I'm like, yo, don't you talk to me like that, daddy.
Right. The father actually came to his senses a little bit earlier than the mother. I mean, by that time, it was too damn late, but he came to his senses.
Brandon's my baby, James.
And he was actually getting his face and shit. And then that's when he just pushed him up against the door and knocked the door down or something. Like, he knew, like, he's lying to us. Why can't you see this? And she was just so staunch in defending this fucking alien-ass kid.
James, you have to understand. Brandon's so beautiful, and this is my baby. Baby,
if it wasn't for him, we would never have this
wonderful miracle.
Actually, her attitude would suck. What made the whole thing just like unbelievable was that, again, the kid, like, it's not the parents being oblivious to what their child's on, because we've seen it all every day. I don't fault that. What I fault is the storyline behind it. It was basically, he's angry and he's not happy and he's going through puberty. That's not a justification for this stuff. Come on, man. Do something with it.
Well, not even thought, man. How about we just write something better?
Here's the problem with the writing. The sheriff sees the Brandon Breyer symbol, the Brightburn symbol. The mother has seen that symbol at least once at some point towards the middle of the movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then when the sheriff comes back and says, like, hey, is Brandon home? She's like, no, you should just leave. And, you know, next time you come here again, just make sure you have a warrant. And then she runs up to the room, sees all these papers. Oh, here's the symbol that I've seen before, that I know it is him. because we've been having this conversation with his father about he is probably responsible for all this stuff.
And that's just further confirmation of something she already fucking knew.
So let's get the scores. I'm tired of this movie. Keith, your score.
This movie is still not as horrible as Murder in the Orient Express. So I'm going to give this movie a 1.5. 0.5 is for the overall premise. The one was for the execution of some of the powers he did. I thought it was hilarious the way the people were dying. Mm-hmm. Other than that, and, you know, and you know, Uncle Ray, Uncle Billy Bob.
Uncle Billy Bob.
His really? Whole thing was hilarious. His reaction.
He's like, No.
That was entertaining. And basically people getting killed and the way that sheriff just walked right into it, it was bad. Yeah, I mean, yeah. He got smeared across the wall.
Hey, you okay?
Right. He got yoked up, man.
The negative scores for it is basically I'm punishing this movie for what it could have been. We all know Superman. We all love him, you know, or some of them do. We all like the whole trope. He is an icon of American comic books. Superman is what he is. His origin story, everyone knows. To twist that up and show like what can happen is it, as a villain, kind of give it a little realism. Not so much realism, but throw a little real world.
Just a different take.
Yeah, exactly. To it. It was refreshing. That was pretty cool. And this could have sparked off something. James Gunn, they could have turned this into a little thing if it was done well. This was not done well. They even had a post-credit scene where they were introducing the whole evil Justice League.
I walked out on. Keith was like, oh, you didn't see the end? I was like, you know what? I just got up.
I didn't even see that. I walked.
It was basically like apparently Wonder Woman was some crazy banshee running around with a rope strangling people.
What? Okay, yeah, I didn't even see that shit.
Yeah, it was weird. Either way, there was a potential there to build this up. So just like Tom Cruise's The Mummy could have been a wonderful premise, I'm punishing this movie for that. Give it a 1.5. It's bad. It's at the level of Murder in the Orient Express, the movie I fell asleep on twice and was thoroughly pissed off for having to watch it. So there you go.
All right, Jane.
I give this movie a 2.5. And the reason why I give it a 2.5 are basically the same reasons that Keith gives it. You said a 1.5.
Yeah.
The premise was actually a good premise. Thought it was a very good premise. And if it was executed properly, this could have been a great movie. Well, not great. It could have been a good movie. They could have started a franchise off of this. And for some reason, my gut's telling me they're still going to try to start a franchise off of this. Because this movie may do better than what people expected. Like for what we expected to do. So, and because it has James Gunn's name attached to it, and he does have some weight in Hollywood, it may go further. Outside of that, the kills were actually not that bad. They were actually pretty comical, especially like the uncle, especially when he got dropped in the truck and his jaw just was hanging. Damn. But so that was a plus. But everything else, man, it was just not good. The acting wasn't good. Story wasn't good. The writing was horrible. There was lazy writing. It was bad direction. It was just all over the place. I still don't understand how you just go, a character is one way, 1 minute, and then no progression. He just jumped to, it was like 0 to 100.
There's no build up, tension.
Right. It was 0 to 100. I'm here. Now I'm here.
You jump from like the beginning of the first act to the middle of the second act.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, how do you become such a good, wholesome kid, intelligent, was obedient to his parents, all that shit. And then all of a sudden, he hits puberty and now he's a monster. Is that the undertone that they're trying to say? Like, so when boys hit puberty, they become monsters or some shit. I don't know what they're trying to do. I don't know what's the underlying meaning of all this, but I give this a 2.5. It's wasted potential by having horrible writing, horrible direction, and just not thinking the shit out. There's always should be character progression when you write something. There is no character progression. Just take it as it is. No, I'm not a fucking idiot. Explain to me how the fuck he got to this point.
There's not even any point where he's testing his powers.
Right, he just knows how to use them automatically.
Because he just knows, like,
okay, I know I got laser vision.
I need to take over the world.
I know I could fly, and I know I could do this. What else could this motherfucker do? It's just there. This kind of reminds me of Rey in Star Wars. Shit. How she just knows how to do shit. No teaching, no nothing, no experimenting. She just knows. Just knows.
Nobody just knows.
Well, this motherfucker knew.
All right. So with the zero for this movie, because this movie is totally void of any common sense, any possible logic, any sensible writing, any sensible direction, poor acting. And then I turned to Keith and I said, you know what? I like this movie better when it was called Chronicle. And Chronicle
was a good movie.
Yeah, Chronicle.
But Chronicle actually.
Chronicle shows you progression.
You saw the progression of the characters too.
And then you saw how it the power changed one character. So there's no sense of Brandon debating with himself about should I be this? It is voice in my head tells me go kill. I'm possessed. It's just a bad horror movie surrounded with something that looks like superpowers. That's really what it is.
A bad horror movie with a superhero trope to it.
Is a possession movie with that. Idiotic characters that you have put into this movie, that you have written into this movie, they do not act or respond like normal people. Not until like the last 20 minutes of the movie.
And then by that point, it's too late.
And then they still continue to do stupid stuff. Again, I'm going with a zero. I don't think anyone should see this movie. And James, I'm blaming this all on you.
You cannot blame this on me. I forewarned you.
No, you didn't forewarn us for shit. No.
You could have warned us.
I know about it.
There have been times, James. You guys don't need to see this movie. Don't worry about it.
I'm upset and I haven't even seen it, James. Why didn't you warn me?
Because James is a terrible person, yo.
Do not see this movie.
Terrible
person. Do not see this movie. Matt, you can watch the movies for the kills. That's about it.
Matt, you want to see the kills?
And even that is a cheap trick because they use that the whole body dysmorphication, like whatever you would call it. James, you know those movies. So they use that as a cheap trick. They do the cliche horror movie tropes that the lights flicker when the evil person is here. Oh my God, you should be afraid. Well, hey, I'm going to show up at your door and tell you don't call the police. Then you can go to bed. Guess what? Wake up the next morning. Hope you feel bad about it. And it's like, oh, well, Brandon was at my house. It's like, what? Brandon told us that he came home from school and he didn't have a shirt on because his shirt was covered in blood. I could have wrote a better story than this. That's a Beast Game podcast. James, you are off the podcast now.
You cannot blame me for this, man.
I won't blame you.
You didn't say it was a bad movie. This is a terrible movie.
I wouldn't like it because
I don't like with some things in horror movies, all right?
No, I said you wouldn't like it because, one, they did stupid shit to progress the plot, and it was some dumb motherfucking characters.
Friends don't let friends see bad movies, James.
That wasn't the problem with the movie, James.
They said, hold it for the podcast.
No, you should have been like, yo.
I held it for the podcast.
You could have said that this movie started dumb and ended dumb and finished on a bad note.
James.
I'm not going to say that because you have a different opinion than I do.
James, and there are times, James, literally prevented you people from seeing movies. I have taken the hit to see this movie for the podcast. You don't need to see it. You can save your money. Go see something else. Have I not?
Yes, you have.
Did you do that in this situation? Yes or no?
No, I did not.
You were off the podcast.
You guys had different opinions than I. So I'm not going to say, hey, don't watch this movie because y'all may like it. I knew you were going to like it, but you may
like it. How? You are the master of horror suspense and thriller.
This is not horror. Don't even put this in the same category. Suspense. This is not horror.
Suspense and thriller.
No, this is not horror, man.
The other two, suspense and thriller. Yes or no?
What, this?
Yes.
This is actually his brain.
This is probably
suspense and thriller. Suspense and thriller.
It's not suspense because it was suspenseful and sure hell wasn't a thriller.
You know what? You just disproved this whole movie has nothing worth it to you, but you saw it anyway, James, right? So since
I saw it because it looked interesting.
Since you saw it and you saw nothing interesting in it, why did you allow us to see it? Yes. Answer that question.
I just did. If you would listen, I said that I let you guys watch it because you have a different opinion. You may like it.
No!
Chief likes Suicide Squad. Who likes Suicide Squad? Chief likes Iron Man 3. I don't like Iron Man 3.
How did it come to be that I like Suicide Squad?
Didn't you say you like Suicide Squad?
No, James, I didn't say I like Suicide Squad.
You never said that you like Suicide Squad. You no. Out of all of us. You never said that you're the one that likes Suicide Squad. I did not like
Suicide Squad.
Liked it. I and everyone else defended the real Smith. You defended a shitty movie.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's your opinion. I said that Will Smith was not horrible.
Hey, how he is horrible.
Into, I love that movie.
You liked it better than everyone else, did you not? Yes or no?
I liked Will Smith.
Yes, hold on. Yes or no?
This dude's trying to do a bait.
I'm not trying to do a bait.
He is trying
to blame on me. I'm not putting blame on you.
No.
The thing is about James, opinions. James, this is all about opinions. About
you. We're talking about you and how you let us down.
How I let and you down because y'all agreed with me that this movie is trash. But how would I know that? How would I know that if y'all didn't see it? Y'all have to see it from your own opinion.
Here's a case in point about a movie recently that people have said, should I go see this movie? And I said, no. Hellboy.
I wasn't going to go see that anyway. So
you told us not to see it.
And did I want my friend to see a bad movie? No. If this movie was borderline, possibly. But I would still tell you, it's like you might not want to go see it.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
I can understand the rationalization. You watch a lot of bad movies, James. And then you
and
say
this is a bad movie.
And then you
but
say
I let people form their own opinions.
And then you say, you know what? It wasn't that bad.
Did I say hold up? Did I say this movie wasn't bad when y'all asked me? Did I say it wasn't bad?
You didn't yes say no? anything about it. You
no, say, I did say you, something about it. And I said, hold it for the podcast. You did hold it for the podcast.
That,
I said,
that right. does not say, hey Barry, hey Keith, don't go to see this movie. Please. Save your time, save your money, do something else with your life. Mow the lawn,
there's a possibility you
go
may
wash
like
your
it.
Car. Go
there's
exercise.
A possibility you may like it. So why would I do that? I'm not going to put my opinion on you. You form your own opinion. And I did forewarn y'all about a movie about Mother. It was atrocious.
But you know what, James? Teach you insubordination and you talking back to me, yo. You off the podcast.
Man, whatever.
You got pissed. You're pissed off now. Now you're
I'm not pissed off. It's just that I'm letting y'all form your own opinion and y'all getting y'all mad? What the fuck?
And wait till next week.
Hey, shit. Name this podcast after me. And I'll tell y'all what to do then.
James getting pissed.
Yeah, we will find new Master of Horror Suspense and Thriller. Master Beast game.
Okay, yeah, you do that then.
He's pissed.
Nah, man, because I'm letting y'all form your own opinion. Y'all didn't like it? Fine. Y'all didn't like it.
Okay, James, we'll fuck with you, all right? Goddamn. Oh, shit.
No, I'm fine. Like I said, I'm fine. It's just that from now on, I'll give you your opinions. How about that?
James.
There we go. That's how we're gonna handle
for
this
terribly bad movies, on. James. Yes, please do that.
That's what we
so from do. Now on, every horror movie gets a 9, no matter what it is. Don't even watch the shit.
I don't even watch horror movies. That's fine.
But every
me.
Movie, every movie that comes out from now on, since I am the master of everything, not horror and suspense, since my opinion is the greatest thing ever, everything gets a 9, including Aladdin. Change the score in Aladdin. It's a fucking 9 now. No, y'all not gonna blame me for this shit.
Oh, God.
I told y'all yesterday, I said it's gonna be a short podcast. When I say that, what does that mean? It's not a good movie.
It didn't say, did I not say that movie, yo?
Did I hold on? Did I not say that?
Doesn't say don't
yes,
see
I
movie.
Did. So you formed your own opinion, and your opinion is that it sucked.
And you know what, James? Mine. You hate Superman, yo. You hate Superman.
That's one reason why I said I had no problem with y'all going to see it. Because Keith likes Superman. You don't have a problem with Superman.
So why'd you go see it if you don't like Superman?
So therefore, that's even more of a reason why I was like, form your own opinion. Because mine could be biased. Because I don't fuck with Superman.
That's a good point, James. I agree with 100%.
Now you agree, bitch.
No.
This is a
oh, my God. This dude's pissed off.
All right, yes.
Yeah, now I'm getting pissed off because y'all not going to blame me for this shit. Y'all want opinions? I'll give you my opinion. And that's going to be law from now on.
Oh, my God.
That's the Beast Game podcast. This continues.
No, no. It's a James podcast. No longer Beast Game because my opinion is the only one that matters. This is a James podcast. See you when we see you. Out.